The door creaked abominably as I pulled it gently open and peeped out. All was still. The stair lamps shone dimly on the great empty hall. There was no sound of footsteps. I closed the door softly and tiptoed to the top of the stairs, keeping close to the wall. Through the great arch across the hall, I could see the wheel and chains of the drawbridge. They looked gigantic, and I wondered uneasily, could I lower the bridge single-handed? And would I have the time to do it before someone came into the hall? I cursed myself for not finishing Starnberg off while I had the chance. Suppose he came too. Should I go back and settle him? But I balked at that, and every second I lingered now increased the chance of discovery. Gulping down my fear, I sped down the steps and across the hall, taking cover in the shadows of the archway, holding my breath and trying to listen above the thumping of my heart. Still no sound, and the lighted entrance to the passage leading to the dungeons, which I could see from my hiding place, remained empty. I stole across to the great wheel, gently laid my sabre on the flags, and tried to make out how the mechanism worked. There was a big handle on the wheel, with room for at least two men. That was how they wound it up. But there must be a brake on the wheel to hold it. I fumbled in the dark, chittering with fright, and could find nothing that seemed to answer the case. The chains were taut with strain, and when I went further into the arch, I found that its outer end was closed by the raised wooden bridge itself. It was at least 10 feet broad, and might be three times that in length, for its upper end was lost in the dark above my head. Faint streaks of moonlight came through at either side. Well, at least there were no doors or portcullis to worry about. Once the bridge was down, the way was open, if I could get it down, and if it survived the fall. The bloody thing looked as though it weighed a ton. When it crashed down across the gap to the causeway, there'd be no need of any further signal to Sapton and his boarding party. They'd hear the row in Strachan City. Aye, that would wait the castle all right, and young Flash would have to light out full tilt for cover before the shooting started. But I had to get the damn thing down first, by God. How long was it since I'd left Rudy? Suppose he was stirring. In a panic, I scurried back to the wheel, kicked my sabre in the dark, and sent it clattering across the flags, making a most hellish din. I grabbed at it, whispering curses. And at that moment came the blood-chilling sound of footsteps from the passageway across the hall. I actually clapped my hand across my own mouth and dived for the shelter of the wheel, burrowing close at its foot and trying not to breathe while the steps tramped out into the hall. There were two of them, Kraftstein and another. They stopped in the middle of the hall, and Kraftstein glanced upwards towards the room where I'd left Rudy. Oh, my God, I thought, please don't let them go up. Let the lousy bastards go away. Was machen Sie? Said the second one, and Kraftstein grunted something in reply which I didn't catch. The other one shrugged and said he was fed up with sitting in the cellar with Carl Gustav for company, and Kraftstein remarked that at least he was better off than the guards out in the causeway. They laughed at that and both looked towards the arch where I was hiding. I lay still as a corpse, my nerves almost snapping, watching them through the spokes of the wheel. And then I saw something that brought the icy sweat starting out of me. The whole light, casting its shaft into the mouth of my archway, was glittering on the point of the sabre that lay where I'd knocked it, half in and half out of the shadow. Oh, Christ, they couldn't help but see it. It was shining like a blasted lighthouse. They were standing there, staring straight in my direction, not a dozen paces away. Another few seconds, and I believe I'd have come bolting out like a rabbit. And then the second one yawned enormously and said, Gott, ich bin müde. Wie viel Uhr glauben Sie, dass es sei? Kraftstein shook his head. Ist spät. Gehen Sie zu Bett.